All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. I am your show host, Britt Dowd. Today, we have a fun podcast to bring to you. I chatted with Corey Ballard earlier, Instagram Live. We went live with both of our followers, and we just got an update on what Corey was up to within Ballard Innovative Products out in Des Moines, Iowa. Got an update on products, how he's doing. And then we jumped right into small business, as we both love to chat. So there was no lack or need for information there. We started off around how we get burnout in lawn and landscape as small business owners. And especially this time of year, it's hot. Problems arise. You start to lose team members. You might lose clients because of the heat, or complaints happen. Very high customer service issues go on right now. And so burnout happens. So we discuss that, and one thing leads to another, and Corey and I end up just chatting for a little over 30 minutes, I think, on Facebook Live, just adding value around mindset and some time management stuff, and when you should hire people. Is it the fact that I'm not taking action steps to grow my business, or maybe I'm taking action on the wrong items? We talk about important versus urgent, and Corey's a great guy, man. I love chatting with him. Got such a great small business mind. We're cut from the same cloth in the fact that we both love just the entrepreneurial journey. He has been at the very pinnacle of the top 100 list in lawn and landscape businesses. And he goes and he just starts something from scratch again. I just love that in him, he loves the grind. And that's why his podcast, I'm sure, is called The Green Grind. He just prefers that. He prefers to be in the trenches, slinging it, hustling, creating new things. And so we had a good chat with him. So that's what this is. I apologize for a little more poor audio quality, but the content is on point. You guys are going to love it. And it was because we had to splice it in from Facebook or from Instagram Live onto this podcast. So, but you guys will get value from it. Like I said, we touch on all those small business topics, hear from him, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Instagram or 65,000 Instagram followers, and we post on there, you know, 2 to 3 times per account per day. And I try to mix it up with some products and then some motivational stuff and try to just kind of mix it up. But yeah, as far as going live on Instagram, this might be the kickoff.
Dude, I feel honored. I feel honored. I was slightly nervous. Now I'm extremely nervous. I don't want to screw up your first at bat here, man.
We can't mess this up too bad.
Dude, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. If you guys have not heard of Corey Ballard, you might be living under a rock if you're in the lawn care and landscape industry. This guy is killing it. He has run Perficut out of Des Moines, Iowa. He now owns and operates with his wife and a couple other people, Ballard Innovative Products. And that's what he's been doing and growing lately. Corey, that's initially what I wanted to do. I know we have a business topic that we wanted to discuss, but tell me about Ballard. What's been going on? Give us some updates. Give us some product updates or any deals that you have going on right now.
Yeah. So, you know, the Ballard side, you know, we've been doing Ballard for, you know, the product side for 20 years. And I don't think people realize that, but we really started focusing on it about 3 or 4 years ago. I was kind of at that point where I wasn't sure if I wanted to grow it, what I wanted to do. I knew we had some good products, and we make products, and we also sell some other people's products. And so I had an opportunity to kind of step away from the day-to-day at Perficut and focus on Ballard. So it's been really, really good. This year's been extremely good. I was worried a little bit with COVID and what was going to happen with everybody's, you know, business plan and spending. And I think, you know, our online sales have been up insane. And I think part of it being just people are online and you can't travel, there's no sports on. And so we've got good things going on. We've been releasing some new products. We've got a bunch of new stuff coming for fall that we think guys will really like. And so I've been spending, time just really working on, you know, products and stuff I think are going to make guys, you know, make their business better. And, And we're still spending, I still spend a little bit of time, you know, at Perfect Cut and with our strategy team down there. I've got a business partner that runs the day to day. Matt does an insane, great job with that. And, you know, we've been doing this together a long time and I enjoy this. I enjoy kind of being, being able to be creative again and have fun with the marketing. And, if you guys follow us at all on, we have two Instagram accounts. And then of course we still do a lot of Facebook. I know people think Facebook's dead, but, I just looked at the, looked at our deal yesterday. We've, you know, we get about 6 million views a month on Facebook. Yep. So, we touch a lot of people, there. And then our YouTube is pretty much lacking. I always say I'm a dinosaur. I should have got on YouTube way earlier, but that there's never, it's never too late to get on YouTube, but, we're starting to try to get a little more focused on our YouTube. I know a lot of guys, especially the younger demographic are really getting a lot of information on YouTube. Yep. And, so we're trying to put a little more focus on that. And I want to spend a little more time on our YouTube. For me, I want to spend more time educating than just showing products. You know, I want to start talking about what we do, but why we do it more importantly. Like, here's what we do to our equipment. And here's what we do to try to get clients and try to do a little bit more stuff that I think is a little more engaging than just showing you how an advanced shoot works. You know, how, you know, and so that's what we're focusing on.
And that's all part of the Ballard brand. You guys have the podcast that we were discussing off the live chat here. So you can plug that as well. And to you guys out there that have like I said, I doubt that you're just now hearing about Corey, but I mean, I love it. You're an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. Like you've built this massive company, but still it's just like in your soul to start something new, create something new, and it start at the bottom and just hustle and sling your way into a new department of your business. And I love that. That's kind of how I'm wired. I have the same thing on a smaller scale. I have the podcast. I have four or five different things going on in the background, and I have to be juggling eight things, and me focusing 100% on one is just not how I'm wired. I have to be busy. I have to be doing something, and I will go all in and focus on a few things as I see a return, but I have to be starting new things. So I love that about you. Why don't you do this for guys that are live with us now? Hello to all you guys. We'll try to give you some shout outs as well. But tell us what's been the biggest seller online, and then what have you felt is a new product that has added the most value?
You know, I wouldn't say, I don't know what our best seller is. You know, we've been carrying the advanced shoot cover, which just is a mower block, you know, to allow you to shut down your shoot. That's always a staple in our products, you know, product line. We sell probably 10,000 of those a year. It's just a great product. And you know, the deal with me is everything we sell, we use. And that's we've launched a couple new products lately. And if I won't use them, then I won't sell them. You know, and we get knocked a little bit where people say, you know, you just sell other people's products. That's not the case. We do sell other people's products. Products that we think bring value that are high quality, and the products that I use in my lawn care business and landscape business every day. We've got agreements with those guys, and some of them, even the Green Touch stuff. We've been selling those since 2008. So, you know, so we do sell other people's products, and some people go, you're just the middleman. I'm like, well, everybody's kind of just the middleman, right? You know, when you buy those X marks, you know, you buy X marks, he doesn't make those.
Exactly.
He's just the middleman.
Yep.
So you got to buy, you know, you got to buy where, you know, you trust. And we've been working really hard on our customer service, which lacked, you know, several years ago. And we got knocked around a little bit for that. And maybe it was fair. And we've got some more people on our team now to really work on our customer service. I think I underestimated the amount of customer service that would come with. We get a couple hundred orders a day, and you start multiplying that. You know, we get a lot of customer service. And so,
dude, I bet. You and your wife are doing a lot of that. You're hands on.
Yeah. We've one got thing some more admin people and
good.
We're in there every day, seven days a week.
One thing that I would like to touch on, like going back to the middleman, to me, from my viewpoint, I love that. You know, you go to Home Depot, you buy a product that they make, you know, who's making it? Where's it coming from? What's the feedback? I love the fact that you're a middleman and you're running a company. You're providing products to guys that are doing the exact same thing you're doing. That's how I know it's quality. You're going to get great feedback, and it's actually something practical. It's not just something somebody cooked up in their head that's never run a lawn care company before.
Sure. And my deal is I just try to show you know, our videos are intentionally kind of grainy. They're not super high tech. We just try to show you, you know, what to do, you know, what's the problem, what's the solution, will it work for your company? And, you know, we let each owner decide if they think that's something that'll help their operation. And, but we just try to show you real world application. You know, you can go on Amazon and buy something, but you don't get that interaction. They don't show you how it works. They don't have somebody that explains it. When you call us and say you're having trouble installing something, you're going to talk to me or Kaz in my office. And I answer the phone almost every phone call when I'm in there. And people say, I can't believe you answered the phone. And I'm like, man, there ain't a lot of other people around here. So we have a small team. There's just six of us in the Ballard side. There's just six of us in there. You know, two admin, me and Kaz. And then we've got a warehouse guy, Eric, who is shipping every single day. And, you know, we really enjoy it, and we get a lot of ideas pitched at us. We got a lot of guys bringing us cool products, which is neat now, where guys are inventing stuff for, like, you know, you invent something for your business and you're like, man, I don't know what to do with this, but I think it's valuable and it's helping my business.
Yep.
And so they're bringing us products like that. And so, you know, we're always trying to show guys products that we think will make them better. And, you know, and it's not for everybody. We realize, you know, some people don't like any of our products, and that's okay. Yeah. I think if you're in the lawn care landscape world, you know, we've got over 100 products. I'm sure there's something in there that you would find useful in your business. Maybe it's just a pair of safety glasses.
Oh,
maybe
it's
just a pair of gloves. You know, we designed gloves that you can run your cell phone from. It's not that it's a glove that's brilliant, but I said, hey, if I'm going to have a glove on, I want to be able to run my phone. I can't take my glove off every time I want to grab my phone.
And so your hands get a little sweaty. You can't operate it very well and makes you a little more efficient. All right, I want to throw you a zinger here before we get into the business topic we were going to discuss.
Sure.
So you're a really confident dude. You've put out a lot of content. You have multiple growing businesses. But is there ever a video that you look back on and you're like, oh man, that's embarrassing. I can't believe I posted that video. You put out so much content. I know you're confident, but I want to know, like, is there that one video that when you see it or when you think about, oh, I remember doing this video, that you're just like, oh, that's embarrassing. Hit me with that.
I don't know if embarrassing, but we've certainly gotten better and better at our content. I look back at some of the original videos and I'm like, man, I don't even know what I look like. I'm, you know, I was nervous, which is kind of weird. I used to get nervous in front of a cell phone for some reason. And so I wasn't as good at the videos as I am now. I don't know if I'm good at them, but I'm certainly more relaxed. There's some videos I look at though, where I look like I'm tired and beat up and I'm like, man, or I'll sometimes I purposely wear t-shirts sometimes to cause a little bit of controversy. I wore a shirt last week that a lot of people liked and some people didn't, especially with what's going on in the world. They thought it was some sort of maybe a racist thing, and it wasn't. It was just a, you know, I believe in the Second Amendment, and you know, so you know, I purposely kind of try to create stuff that, you know, I know our followers pretty well. I think that they relate kind of to what we're doing, and we try to have fun with them. You know, I'm in there today. I was in there this morning putting a Catch Pro and an advanced shoot on a new right stander we got. We've been showing guys a right stander we bought, and we're setting it up with all the goodies because we didn't have any rights, and a lot of guys were running right, so I was in there this morning. My hands are still a little bit dirty. We were putting this thing together, and we've been dropping some videos on that. So I just enjoy, you know, I enjoy being in the grind, and I enjoy talking to guys. I get a lot of calls where guys are ordering products, but more importantly, they're like, hey, well, I got you on the phone. Yeah. You know, I'm struggling with this, or, hey, I'm, you know, what do you think about this? And I'm also, I think, really honest with guys. If I don't know anything about the product, you know, I get guys say, what's the best striping kit? We don't run striping kits. I don't know. I don't know what the best striping kit is out there. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun with it, and I enjoy, I like to be super busy. Mm-hmm. If I'm not really busy and it's not chaotic, I tend to get kind of bored and almost depressed. I hate to say it, but I like the action.
Yeah, I like the action. Yeah. You get down, man. You got to keep moving. I'm sure it helps the wife out too. So perfect segue. You said you get a lot of calls, just organically from clients that are buying some of your retail products. One of the things that came up for both of us has been just kind of this slump, this lull that people tend to get in this time of year, where they're just burnt out. I would love for you to speak to that. I mean, so many guys, and I'm not saying that I haven't done this. Once a year, Everyone knows you come to your wife and you're like, oh my gosh, somebody offers me this amount, babe. Be ready, boo, because I'm selling this thing. I'm out of here, baby. Yeah. We're going to the lake. We're buying a freaking boat. Like, so we all have those days, but you can't stay there. We all know we've put in too much work. You've got to focus on a why. You've got to focus on the things that are going right. I want to get your perspective on that. We're all going through it. How do you get through it? What are you telling guys when they ask you that question? Like, man, I'm going to sell it. I'm burnout.
Yeah, I've been getting that a lot. I had that, like I said, I think I had two or three yesterday where guys were said, hey, can I ask you a personal question? I'm like, well, I don't know. Yeah, sure, fire away. And sometimes it's on Instagram, sometimes it's on Facebook, and some of them have my email, and I'm not doing any consulting right now, but I'm glad to help them. And, you know, one of them yesterday was, I'm burnt out. I'm thinking I'm going to throw the towel in. My best employee left. And, you know, we all have that. We all have, I mean, I've had them over my 25 years. I've had, you know, a lot of years and times where I was really frustrated and wondering if it's all worth it. You know, you get home at 8 o'clock and you start to really wonder if it's worth it. And, you know, I just encourage guys. A lot of times I say, you know, get a pen and paper out and just write down, you know, what's holding you back. And I think it's easy for me. This is my advice. I like to write things down. What's holding me back?
Yep.
And then what would I have to do to change it?
Yeah.
And if you write it down and maybe you put it in columns, maybe it's just pros and cons of me running my own business, mm-hmm. or what's really keeping me from growing, or what, you know, sometimes it's just your time. What is taking all my time? A lot of that question also comes with, I'm doing all the books, I'm doing the billing. So I work all day, I get home. Now I've got to do invoicing and now I got to pay bills. You know, what are you good at? What are you bad at? What's holding you back? And then really, what are you willing to do about it? I think when I help guys, probably the most frustrating thing that I come across is they ask the question, but they're not willing to take the action. They have a lot of excuses. And that's where I kind of go back to something, you know, are you committed to it? Are you interested in? Are you committed to being successful? Or are you interested in being successful? Because a lot of guys are just interested in growing their business. Yeah. Are you interested in growing your business? Because if you're interested in growing your business, you know, that's one thing. But are you committed to it? And when you're committed to it, you're going to have to learn it and figure out how to get through those toughest times. So I like to write stuff down. I'm more of a visual guy. If I write down, what am I struggling with?
Mm-hmm.
And then what would I have to do different to maybe get this off my plate? Maybe it's for a guy that's struggling with the books. Maybe it's, you know, if I just had somebody part-time 20 hours a week to help me with the billing and accounting, maybe I could focus more on the business. And, you know, all my employees are quitting. Okay. What am I willing to do to make this a better place to work? What can I do better as an owner to make this place more appealing? And I always ask guys, a simple question, would you work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? Like, would you work for you? What kind of company are you running? How are they being treated? What's the morning look like? And so,
and I love what you said, because everybody. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, I was just going to say
it's miserable. And
And everybody has a dream. Everybody wants to be somewhere they're not. And I just was talking to my team about this last week. If you want to get somewhere you've never been, you have to do something that you've never done. We go over that over and over again. You have to take different action. You know, if you want to lose weight, you have to do something differently. Everybody wants to look better. Everybody wants to make more money. It's not enough just to want it. It's not enough to just have that flame burning inside of you. You have to physically take action steps. And we talked about that a lot. The other thing that I've seen is sometimes a guy really is working hard and he's just kind of grinding himself down day after day after day. So he truly is burnt out. But what I always go back to, and this happens to me a lot, and so I kind of check myself over and over again, but it's important and urgent continuum. I'm sure you've seen that. And if you're working on things constantly that are just urgent and important and not taking time to work on the things that are not urgent and important, that's where there can be a disconnect, because you're not casting the vision. You're not picking your head up enough to see and make decisions that are going to keep you from doing the daily tasks. You're just kind of doing things that are either unimportant but urgent, or urgent and important. And so it's a little confusing, but you can look it up. Just look up important versus urgent continuum, and you'll see. It helps you categorize everything from business text messages and emails to incoming calls. a lot of that, if you just pick your head up for a second, you can start to decipher, this is urgent, it seems important, but I can do it at a later time. It doesn't have to be done now. And so I go back to that a lot as well.
Yeah, and I think a couple of different things that makes me, you know, a lot of guys also, I think, want things too quickly.
Yes.
This is a process. It's a long process. Again, you use losing weight. You know, everybody wants to work out for a week and get in shape. They want to work hard for a month and get rich. This is a long process.
Yeah. They've been overweight for 10 years, but they want to lose weight in 10 weeks.
Yeah. And so you have to continually, and you also have to build a lifestyle. If we're talking about weight, you have to build a lifestyle that's sustainable to maintain that as well. And, you know, and so when you look at your business too, one of the things that I struggle with guys is, when you talk, they ask the question, and then it always says their first response is "but,"
mm-hmm.
and it's an immediate excuse.
Yep.
So if you're, and so I try to say, that's no excuses. What's the problem? What's mm-hmm. the solution?
Yep.
Now maybe we don't even have, maybe the solution is not attainable today.
Yep.
But let's just write down what the solution is.
Yep.
And figure out what steps would I have to take to get there?
Yep.
But every time you come up with something, you know, I talk to guys like, well, you don't know, my market's different.
Yep.
There's nobody wants to work in this town. I'm like, nobody wants to work?
Yep.
Or they just don't want to work for you. Or
which we've,
you
know, heard that enough to know that that's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the biggest excuses.
Yep. My own market, guys. Nobody wants to work in Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm like, well, we're fully staffed and we have 75 applications sitting. So they want to work for us.
Yep.
So what are we doing different than what you're doing?
Yep.
And so, you know, when Chick-fil-A builds a new restaurant, I use Chick-fil-A because they have a pretty good business model.
Mm-hmm.
They don't build a new restaurant and go, man.
Oh.
A new Chick-fil-A in Des Moines, Iowa. They don't go, and nobody wants to work in Des Moines, so hope we find. They know that their program will attract and attain and retain the people they're looking for because they built a model that will bring that in. And
they've taken,
you know,
young kids, teenagers, who most people would say they lack work ethic. Depending on your generation, they're lazy. You know, the stereotypical millennial, they're going to be on their phone. They've run a whole business off of it. So there's no complaints. And I say that to myself and other people as well. Like, nothing changes until I change. Nothing's going to change until you change. You yourself have to take ownership of it. And then once you change, everything else will fall. Once you realize I'm the idiot that can't find somebody to hire in my company, or I'm the idiot that hired the wrong guy, or I'm the idiot that didn't retain him properly because I went through the training too quick, or I didn't cast enough vision, or I didn't charge my client enough so that I could have enough margin to pay him a proper living wage. Nothing changes
100%
until I change.
That's a quick saying. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And you're exactly spot on. As an owner of a company, you have to take a deep look. And I think guys that do best in their companies are very self-aware. I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm really bad at.
Yeah.
And I try to surround myself with people that are better than me. And I have people that work for me that are a lot smarter than me. They're a lot better than me.
Yep.
That doesn't hurt my ego. I have a certain skill set and you have to try to apply that where it's best used. And you're right. When those guys just burn themselves out, there are guys that are working their asses off. I mean, and they are like, man, I'm working 80 hours a week and getting nowhere. Then I ask, are you working 80 hours a week on the right things to your exact point? What are you doing for 80 hours a week? Are you putting out fires? Because if mm-hmm. you're putting out fires all day, every day, you got to take a step back, man. Yep. You got to be really self-aware. And that's where I like to write it down. I've even asked guys, write down everything you did for the last 2 days. I mean, keep track of it on a piece of paper. If it says you stopped in the gas station, write it down. I want to know what your day truly looks like from 6:30, 7:30, whatever time you start, to 8:00 at night when you get home. And when you look at it on paper, you start to really go, man, am I, you know, I drove here, I came back. Could we have been more organized? My job guys didn't have the material right at the first time. So I got them. You start looking at it on paper. For me, I can see like, boy, we could sure streamline this. If we just take a step back. And I also like to get sometimes people that don't have industry knowledge mm-hmm. in our business to look at it, because they start asking different questions, because it's easy for me to go, that's just how lawn care is. And they go, why? No, yeah. that's just how it is. And they go, why? And then I have to explain it. And as I'm explaining it, I realize that that's just an excuse.
Yep. Yep.
That's not how lawn care is. That's how we've chosen to do it.
Yep.
And it may not be right. So are you open to the possibility that what you're doing
yep.
isn't the most efficient, the most effective, the best use of your time? I say it about guys all the time. Like, if you're the best sales guy at your company, why aren't you out selling? Why? Yeah. Why are you?
Figure out a way to keep you selling. Yeah, yeah. I love that story, man, about getting different vantage points. It's almost like what we accept about our current situation becomes reality. And
it does.
Wherever you draw the line for yourself, that's what you're gonna accept. And I said it, I think a couple of weeks on a podcast, but perception is reality. So whatever we're perceiving is reality. So I love that. Get a different vantage point of somebody outside the industry. I would also say this: get a vantage point outside the industry from somebody that you can't outgrow. You know, chances are, right. Corey, I'm not going to outgrow you with Green Again. There's just a good chance. I love getting your feedback because you've been there. You've already passed that 10 years ago. So get somebody that you can't outgrow from a different vantage point and change your perspective a little bit so that whatever your current situation is does not become your reality. I love that. I love that. Right. Well, I know you have a podcast coming up, and you're going to be doing an interview. Do this for me, Corey. Tell people, where can they find you? Plug the podcast, plug the YouTube channel, and let's drive some traffic to those new outlets for you.
Yeah. So if you're looking for any products, ballard-inc.com. If you haven't seen us, just jump on Instagram, and we try to put stuff out there, guys, where we show you products, try to do some motivational stuff. We give you some kind of behind the scenes stuff, what's going on in our business, and try to have some fun with it. We have a podcast called The Green Grind. And we get different guests on there. Today, we have a guest on talking about business partnerships, and that comes up a lot too. Hey, I'm thinking about, you know, me and my buddy, we're best friends and we want to join forces. And I've had a business partner for a long time, and it's a lot like a marriage, and there's business partnerships that work and don't work. So we're going to talk a lot today. This guy's partnership didn't work that we're having on the podcast. And so we're going to talk about some of the you know, the pros and cons of business partnership. But we had Brian Fullerton on last week, and you guys probably know Brian if you're in the lawn care world. If you don't know him, then you really don't know anything, because he's everywhere.
Yep.
But Brian's got an interesting perspective too. You know, Brian has a small company, but man, he does a great job of putting out content. He's a sponge. Brian talks to a lot of people with more knowledge than him, I think he'll self-admit. And he just listens and learns and listens and learns. Yep. And he puts a lot of stuff out there. And
I listen to his podcast every week, man. His podcast, yeah. Paul Jamison, Green Industry Podcast. They put out some quality content. And all of us are getting better and better too. Our interviews are getting better. We're getting more content out there to you guys. So keep listening. Definitely go subscribe to the Green Grind. Hey, when is the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast going to link up with you, and we'll do an episode with the Green Grind?
Yeah, let's set a date. We'll get a date to get you on. I want to talk about your business, and you're at that size where a lot of guys are at. Maybe you're a little bit bigger than them, but you know, the reality is in our industry, you and I talked about this, I think the last time you were down, but 86% of the lawn care companies in the U.S. are less than $1 million. And so I have to remember that when we do podcasts and we talk about these things, you know, they don't want to hear about 200 employees. They want to hear about how they get that second crew, that third crew. When do they get that first admin person?
Yep.
When do they outsource the books? You know, when do they buy new versus used? And so I have to remember to kind of dial it back and bring it into a guy that, how does he, and I remember being there and, when do you add that second crew, and how do I get into commercial work? I do all residential now. And why should I get into commercial work? And, we're going to, with the Green Grind, we try to bring in guys. We've had Chant on there from Chant's Daily Hustle, Blake from B&B. So we just try to bring guys in from all different sizes. We're going to get you on there. We're going to get a guy on that does a Troy Clogg, hopefully, who does it really well on snow. Talk a little bit about, what to do for, we're planning for snow now. We're out selling snow now. We're our snow budget's done. Our contracts are out. Our equipment's already laid out. I mean, so you know, we're planning for snow in July and August. I mean, some guys are like, well, I start working on snow in October. Like, you know, and that might work if you, you know, if you just do maybe residentials and you send out your residential letters. But, so yeah, we're just, you know, we're always trying to give guys information. And today with all these podcasts out there, man, I encourage guys when they're sitting on their mower and they throw their headphones on instead of listening to, you know, music, man, throw on a podcast. There's so much. I listened to Brian talk to the pond digger last week. I think it was.
Oh yeah. That one was good.
I don't even do ponds, but I still like the message. And I picked up a couple things on his marketing and, you know, how to brand your company. And, there's so much good information out there right now. But it all goes back to, you know, what are you willing to do? And what do you, you know, what are you willing to do to take your company to the next level? And and it doesn't mean grow your company. Leroy Maines, who runs the Green Grind with me, has a great company. I think he's got about 25 or 30 employees. He doesn't necessarily want to grow, but what he does want to do is continue to be more profitable. You know, and I ask guys when we do consulting, I say, you know, do you want to be big or profitable? And they always say big. And I always say, why? Well, just want to be bigger. And I'm like, well, what if you don't make any money? Because, you know, you risk more, you know, you got to personally guarantee that. So they come take your house, you know, if they you don't pay those bills. And so growing your company doesn't always mean top line. Growing your company may be just building a company that is runs very well, does high quality work, has great systems in place, bills on time, collects on time. I think people always think that means they have to get bigger and bigger. And not everybody wants a big company. Not everybody wants 20 employees or 30 employees or 100 employees.
And some want it, but they just don't realize what all that entails. And then maybe when they get there, it's not really what they thought it was going to be. And I agree. Like you don't always have to have the biggest building in town. You can build a solid foundation and make that thing become a profit machine. It's I'm surprising that some people don't say both. You know, you want to be big or profitable? Huh? Both.
Yeah, of course, right? And it, you know, it is. It's interesting. And when I, you know, when but here's the message I get a lot, and is when I say, why do you want to be big? And they always say, so I don't have to be there. I think I've told you this before. That seems to be the message. And I said, guys, boy, in my experience, I have yet to see in our industry where that is very hands-on, weather dependent, a lot of equipment, a lot of employees. Man, I just if you think you're going to show up at 9:30 in flip flops and go drink Corona at 2, Corona's a bad word right now. Go drink Bud Light at 2. I haven't seen that. That doesn't mean that you can't have a great business and take nice family vacations and have some freedom and flexibility. But I think some people have this misconception that if they grow their company to size X, whatever that is, that they're not going to have to put in the effort. I can tell you it takes more effort, but it's a different effort. It's different. A guy actually asked me today, when's the last time you've been on a piece of equipment or when did you finally get out of the field? Well, a long time ago. I would love to throw some headphones on and go sell on a lawnmower today, guys. I would love to cut grass today.
If all I had to worry about was 25 stops on my route, that would be amazing.
I'd be in heaven. I could jump on a new zero. Of course, I'd want a new zero turn. Throw some headphones on, grab a Mountain Dew, and go just cut grass today. Oh, I'd be in heaven. But that's not the best use of my time today. And
real quick, I want you to go back to this too, because I honestly think, like, if you're in that position and you're in your 20s or 30s and you're thinking about, I just want to step away and go grab a beer on a beach, that's fine for a little bit, but we've got one life to live. Maybe this is not the best fit for you. Like, wherever you're at, if you're experiencing that, you want to come to a job where you're fired up. You're ready to make some money. Yeah. You're inspired. You're ready to add value to other people. So you really need to get there in your career. And if this industry is not it, find it. But, you know, you don't want to just, there's only so much beach time you can do. Only so much golfing you can do before you just lose a little part of your soul. Like, we're built to create and move forward and succeed and progress. And if you're not progressing, you're just withering away. And so I would have guys do a self check too. Like, man, if you're there, I've been there in my business, but every time I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to reevaluate. What can I do to get me re-inspired? What's my next target? What's my next personal goal to make sure that I'm ready to go out and spray more lawns or ready to go out and do more landscaping jobs? But that's a little self-check too, because very few business owners are there. Maybe if you're 65,
you got to remember that you're the leader. I mean, your attitude, you have an opportunity every day to affect your team negatively or positively every single day. I don't think guys get that, man. Your energy, your charisma, your ability to have people, whether it's knuckle bumping each one of your guys in the morning and just patting them on the back. And you have an opportunity every day to change the way your company runs. Yep. And I just don't think guys realize the impact that they have each day or the opportunity they have each day. And if you're not there, who's doing that?
Yep.
If you're not there, who's doing that? You can go on vacation for a week. But when you're back and you're refreshed, man, you got to be engaged. We're doing a new thing now where every truck that pulls out in our main parking lot, we're stopping the trucks, we're rinsing them off, washing the tires, gives it a chance to say hi to the guys, knuckle bumping the guys.
Yep.
They leave our parking lot with a clean truck, with a smile on their face. They know we care. We've just really, really re-engaged with our guys. Our culture is so much better. Man, if you're just, you know, I have guys that say, well, I don't get into all my crews are out. And I'm like, man, I don't understand that. Like, the morning's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the morning is your opportunity to make an impact on their day, whether you're not the guy handing out route sheets or not. Walk the parking lot. Talk to your guys. You know, see, if someone's struggling, pull them aside. See what you can do to help them. You know, cheer them up a little bit. I mean, you've got to be a cheerleader for your company. And if you've got a shitty attitude, the results are going to show, man.
Yep.
And if you're not there for an extended amount of time, the results will, you'll see it, man. It is so important to be engaged with your people. And they'll know that if it looks like you don't care, they'll just start to care a little less each day until there's nothing left.
Wherever you draw the line, they're going to fudge over that much more. Well, Corey, I appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. We've been live here. We've also been recording this audio, so we'll drop it on the podcast. Go check out Ballard Innovative Products on Facebook, on Instagram. Check them out on YouTube, and then for sure go and subscribe to the Green Grind podcast as he's dropping more episodes there. I appreciate you being on, Corey.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's always fun to talk anything lawn care related or any people related stuff. I love doing what we do here, and we'll get you on the Green Grind soon. And if you guys have questions for me, you can. Believe it or not, I answer. I am the one running our Facebook and Instagram account most of the time.
Yep.
So if you DM me, I try to get back to everybody. So good or bad, I try to get back to them. If they're having a problem with something, I try to help everybody. So. Just be safe out there, guys, and keep your chin up. It's tough. It's hot right now. It's the middle of summer. We kind of get in that middle of summer lull.
And, oh yeah.
It's easy for guys to right now, you know, kind of be like, you know, what is this worth it? And keep hydrated and stay safe.
Keep hustling. Keep at it. All right, lawn care leaders, you've heard it. Thanks, Corey. We'll see you soon, man.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Hey, man. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys, I want to take a moment here from our show and thank our sponsors, Intentional Growth Advisors. Have you ever thought of buying out a competitor or maybe selling your own business? I know of so many companies that either hand off their book of business for little to no money or possibly even leave money on the table. I also know of companies who jumped into a buyout situation without doing their due diligence. I actually can count five on one hand really quickly that did that. Intentional Growth Advisors can help with all of that. They also exist to help small businesses in the green industry. They offer one-on-one coaching, virtual CFO services, tax preparation, monthly consulting services to help you grow as a leader implement new systems, and even give new data to help maximize profits. I know me personally, when I have the right data in front of me, I've been able to make good decisions, especially this year. Having good data helped me sleep at night, even knowing that we were still going to be okay. Even amidst all that's going on around us, having real data in front of me, knowing that, hey, if I make a few minor adjustments, we'll even thrive this year. So let Intentional Growth Advisors come alongside you, be that business coach, be that mentor, and help you grow and maximize your profits. Again, these guys they specialize to the green industry. And again, it's tax preparation, it's high-level CFO work, it's implementing systems, it's hands-on, one-on-one coaching. If you would like to reach out to them, they have an email, intentionalgrowthadvisors@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and click on the show notes and email them right from there, or you can DM us at Lawn Care Leaders Podcast on Instagram, or you can find us on Facebook and DM us there. Just reach out, maybe in the notes put Intentional Growth Advisors, and we'll reach back out to you and link you up with the right contact. But these guys are great. They know what they're doing, and they're here to help and serve you and your business. All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Please click in the show notes for more information on our guest, our info around sponsors. There will be links there. And one thing we realized, guys, is that the big companies, the top 100, we wanted to start this podcast off interviewing them, but the real value is found in the small business owners, the solopreneurs, the 1-to-4-man crews, the guys just like me and you out there hoofing it. So if you would like to be on the show, or if you know someone who wants to be on the show, please have them DM us. They can reach out to us on Instagram or on Facebook by just searching Lawn Care Leaders Podcast, and would love to have them on the show. So please continue the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And until then, keep at it. We'll be back with you again next week.